it's on Vogue and Don't Let Go Love. It's 9 o'clock now, and here on the radio is Simon Mayo.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure.
Did you really have 138 newspapers in your sack? There was a guy doing the paper round. You said that's not a proper paper round. I had 138. Because I thought I had a hard time. I had like 66, I think.
No, there was one round. I think it was called Orford 9, because they were all called different things. And Orford's one of the areas. I think Orford 9 and 9A, they were the biggest rounds in the shop. But they paid more.
Right.
And also, you got the collecting rounds as well. On a Friday, you go and collect the money. And the more you got paid more for collecting than you did for delivering papers.
Did you have any tricks?
What do you mean?
You know, like, well, I did up Milverton Road through Arden High School, and then you go down Station Road, you get to number 2 Station Road, it's the last house.
All right.
If you've got any papers left, you shove them all through number 2.
You could never do that at our shop.
Why not?
We should just get fired.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
And beaten up first, by the way.
By who?
By the news agent owner, Mr. Meachin.
You're not allowed to do that.
Well, no, I know. Can I just used to do it all the time?
All right, well,
he used to hit us with papers and things. He did. I mean, you know, this was before the war, obviously, when things didn't matter that much. But it was a nightmare. Can I just say that that we are definitely going to do this thing with Zoe Ball's chair tomorrow?
Now, you see, I think you've priced that very unfairly, because you're saying it's £1 for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, I think the person who goes first should pay like £10, because there's a lot of Zoe Ballness in there. But by the time hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of buttocks have put themselves on that chair, what's the point? You know, it's had a bit of Zoe Ball and an awful lot of other people.
No, I know. Maybe
sliding scale of charges.
Oh, I think we're only going to get 3 people anyway, so I wouldn't worry about it. But I mean, we are going to do it. We're going to bring my office chair in the street tomorrow. Zoe Ball sat in it yesterday for 25 minutes. You can sit in it for £1. You can have a complimentary go.
Can I?
Yeah. If there's any Zoe left at the end of the show.
Yeah, well, I think most of the Zoe-ness will have disappeared.
She's got great presence. She's very charismatic. Yeah. I think she'll be around a long time.
How did she have her hair?
She was late, and she'd just been to the hairdressers, and it's a lot shorter than it was on Live and Kicking on Saturday, and it's a lot blonder.
Really? Would you say her hair... You're describing her hair a lot more attractively than John described the hair of his little dog earlier.
Yeah. Well, that's not difficult. And it's quite astute as well.
You'd make him sound like the ugliest dog ever.
He is the ugliest dog in the world.
What'd you buy a little Dachshund for, John?
Sorry, a Dachshund 4?
Renault 5.
You've got a big problem there, mate, coming up. Yeah. Let me tell you, my great-uncle, Ted the Obscure, had a Dachshund. He had a Dachshund, and it got a slip disc. Apparently, we all get slip discs in the end. And what happened was genuinely true. His back legs went. So he had to make a little trolley with wheels on it.
I've seen that.
So he's pedalling very fast, and then wheels at the back, which is fine if it's straight and narrow, but as soon as you go down a hill...
Excellent.
You're looking forward to that.
I put really big wheels on it as well, so it's really high up at the back.
Drags the dog.
Sausage roll, that, isn't it?
Excellent.